I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, WWL and the Riverfront Marketing Group invite you to go forth on the river. It's this Friday, Independence Day, July the 4th at the historic New Orleans Riverfront. It is a world-class and free fireworks display, and it is spectacular. And Debbie Bresser with the Riverfront Marketing Group joins us on WWL. Debbie, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good. This is just an annual event that never fails to please.
It really doesn't. And, you know, we've all been working, y'all have been working to grow it to what it is today. Its international reach is phenomenal. But it's for locals, it's for tourists, it's for all of us. And this year, we are going to have some of the most colorful, dramatic shows and special effects than we've ever had before. We have a new fireworks company. It's going to be amazing, Scoot.
You know, it's amazing also that they stop commerce on the river for this fireworks display. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got these ships that might be heading for, you know, Europe or somewhere in the Middle East, and they stop everything to do this fireworks display. It's kind of cool.
They do. That's part of what the Coast Guard does for us, and with the permit that the fireworks company, Pyromania, has to get. And it stops, you know, not just for us right where we see it in order to move the barges out, but it starts hours and hours and hours before, like you said, before they get into the area. They have to stop and wait for us to finish our show.
You know, almost every year, Debbie, I see something different, and it's amazing how these people who are into these pyrotechnic stuff, it's amazing how creative they are, and they through their own creativity, they find new ways to do things, and there's always a surprise.
It really is. And when we were looking at new proposals for this year, and we saw pictures, the first thing that got my eye was the 17-story tall patriotic peacock tail. You've
wow.
got to see that. You've got to go look at that on the 4th. And then the shell of shells. There are ones that is solid gold, and then it bursts into other little pieces, and some come out of that one. I mean, these are just all so amazing. And it really is a first time for us. We've been with the same people, which was great, for years. And now with these, and from Benton, Louisiana. And we are just so excited about this. And the community, once again, as you know, every year we start from zero and come back to what we need to do the show. And thanks to WWL and Magic, and of course to the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy and New Orleans Tourism Cultural Fund, and 25 other sponsors, we make it happen, and y'all make it happen, and we're so grateful.
Yeah, and the spectacular fireworks display is synchronized to patriotic music on the Mississippi. It all starts at 9 o'clock, and it's amazing to watch the fireworks reflect off the river, and it's really quite an event when you think about how divided we are as a country, and we come together and celebrate the birthday of America on the 4th of July, which is this Friday, and people will gather at the river. All kinds of different people gather at the river from here, from out of town, from somewhere around the country. And we all gather, and politics is all put aside, and everybody's just enjoying this moment when we're celebrating the birthday of America.
That's right. That's right. We're all there together. And there's so many ways to view the fireworks. Of course, free along the historic New Orleans riverfront from the French Market District all the way to the Hilton. And you could make reservations for fireworks crews on the steamboat Natchez or the Creole Queen. You can get a bird's eye view by buying a ticket at Vue Orleans and experience fireworks 400 feet in the air. And also, Hilton's going to have a pool party. You could get a cool view from the pool.
Oh, wow.
So there are lots of fun ways to watch it to come out. This is going to be a spectacular show. And, of course, the General Kelly is going to be coming out from 6:30 to 7 o'clock, the old fireboat. And that's always so exciting. And you've got to go to WWL.com is going to have the music, and also goforthontheriver.com. There's so much more information. Come down early. See the Trinitones, an a cappella group coming in from Dublin. They just did the national anthem. at the Yankees game. So they're going to be in New Orleans. So there's so much going on here in so many ways to enjoy the 4th and enjoy it as only New Orleans can.
Yeah, and bring the kids, if you have kids, and explain to them why we have this celebration. And also, Debbie, you know, great view from either the East Bank or the West Bank.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely. It's terrific. And you and I have been down there so many times. You just watch as the crowds start gathering, as it gets closer and closer to time. It's like from where we were at the Westin, it's always like ants at a picnic. It's like they stay in the air condition, and then they just come out. You know, Helen used to love to watch that.
Yeah.
She would start counting the people.
It's a great event. Mm-hmm. It's a great American event. And fireworks on the river is a really special thing. I mean, you know, you're going to see fireworks maybe in Omaha, Nebraska, or in other places, but you know, to have this take place on the river is very, very special.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody does it like we do it. And, you know, it is a New Orleans style in the way where you come down, you eat, you drink, you can go do all kind of things in the quarter, everything along the river. It's just a way to celebrate, and a special way to celebrate. Yeah. And it's a community-based event, and we need community support, and we're so fortunate to have it.
And it's free. Debbie Bresser, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scoot.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.